Sachenberg, hey Mishnah Ches, k'maseu b'chol, kach maseu b'Shabbos. The same way they did it during the week, when Erev Pesach fell out any day of the week, was the same thing that they did on Shabbos. Meaning they never changed on anything. Ella, except, shakohanim madichim es hazara shalor kirtzon chacham. And the way the Rambam learns, what this is really saying is that this should have been a difference, but it wasn't. In other words, the Kohanim would rinse out the floor of the Azara, which was in disagreement. The Chum disagreed with this action. So the Mishnah is sort of telling us that this should have been a difference, the way the Rambam learns. There should have been a difference between Shabbos and Chol, but it wasn't. They still did this. Now, what was the problem? What was done here? So they used to have a stream of water that went through the Beis HaMikdash, and there were two openings. There's one opening for the water to enter through the Beis HaMikdash, right by the Azara. And then there was another opening right opposite it that the water would go directly out. So there's like a stream running through in the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever they wanted to clean the floor, what they would do is they would plug up the hole where the water would leave. And now when the water would now enter, it would go right towards the hole that was plugged up, obviously. And then it would just empty out into the floors of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the problem with this? So this is Machlokes, Taisus Yontif brings. Either the issue is being Mishava Gumos, making holes in the ground, flattening them out and making them straight. But obviously doing it this way with water like this is only a shvus. And normally we say that ain't shvus b'mikdash. Only a shvus, like the Taisus Yontif says, that it was needed for the avoda, those shvuses were mutter in the mikdash, but a shvus that's not needed, they did not mutter it. So there was no reason to wash the floor out, it was not needed for the avoda, and that's why the Chum were not so happy with this procedure. And Taisus asks, I in the Azara, how can you say that there's a problem of being Meshava Gumos when they had stone floors? So he answers that between the stones there were spaces. The Rambam's mashma that there would never really be an issue in the Beis HaMikdash with being Meshava Gumos. Rather, the issue would be that it's a Maisa Dechol that one may come, if this was done in the Beis HaMikdash, they may come to do this in a place where the stones weren't set up one next to the other. So even though it was a Derabanan still in the Mikdash, the Chum were not too happy with this. Rebuda says that they used to have a cup that was filled from the blood of all the mixed karbanos that were on the floor. Zrakos zrika achas al gabei mizbech. They did one final zrika on the mizbech. V'lohodu l'chacham. The Chum weren't too happy with this. What did they do according to Behuda? So what they were doing is that they were concerned that since the Kohanim were very zaris and they were doing things hastily, it's possible that the blood of some of the karbanos, the main blood, which is the blood that comes out right after the shechita, the life force blood, not the blood that comes afterwards, but there was possible that the actual blood that was needed to pour onto the mizbech fell on the floor. And some of the blood that's on the floor may have part of that blood. Even though a lot of the blood that's on the floor, most of it, l'chora was dam ha-timtzis, which is just the blood that comes afterwards, which is not the dam ha-nefesh that's brought on the mizbech. And the question that arises here is whether min b'mino, the same two species, they're both blood, one is needed for the carbon, one is not, whether it's mevatel each other. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously held that dam is not mevatel dam. That when you look at all this blood on the floor, Rabbi Yehuda held it is always inevitably going to also be a tiny bit of blood. That was the dam ha-nefesh. If that was a chash, that somebody spilled that dam ha-nefesh. And it's not going to become batel. And that's why they did what they did. So they poured it onto the mizbeach to make sure that it was all put onto the mizbeach. However, the Chum held, like they hold in Zvachim, that min b'mino is batel. So therefore, the small amount of the dam ha-nefesh became batel to the dam ha-timtzis of all the other karbanos. And therefore wouldn't help to gather and throw it on the mizbeach. So that's why the Chum didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.